Environmental concerns. Existing structures can pose environmental problems with issues like mold, lead paint, and asbestos. Hazardous substances and conditions. Environmental site assessments. If a buyer has concerns about the possible contamination of a property, the buyer or the lender may opt to have an environmental site assessment, ESA, of the property. An ESA is an assessment carried out by a qualified environmental professional to determine whether or not a property has been contaminated. Industrial or retail facilities on or near the property could have contaminated the property. For example, a gas station with underground storage tanks could have contaminated the soil or groundwater, presenting an environmental risk. Even though an ESA can be a lengthy process, adding time to the transfer of property, it is beneficial for a buyer. This kind of due diligence can protect the buyer from purchasing contaminated property that might be harmful to humans if developed. Many lenders will require an ESA to be performed on raw land to ensure that it is safe for development. Phases of environmental site assessments. Phase 1, ESA. A Phase 1 ESA has three main components. 1. Site inspection. 2. Review of regulatory records. 3. Interviews with former or current owners and area locals who may have information about the history of the property. A Phase 1 ESA does not assess for mold, asbestos, or radon. If it is determined that the property is contaminated, a Phase 2 ESA should be performed. Phase 2 ESA. A Phase 2 ESA is more in-depth than a Phase 1. During a Phase 2 ESA, samples of soil, surface water, and groundwater are collected from areas flagged during the Phase 1 assessment. These samples are then tested for contamination. Phase 2 will determine the specific cause of the contamination of the soil, surface water, and slash or groundwater. Contamination is often linked to hazardous chemicals, metals, or petroleum products, and the assessment will recommend remediation to clean the property of hazardous materials. Phase 3 ESA. A Phase 3 ESA is the cleanup phase, also called the remediation phase. Many remediation techniques may be exercised depending on the type and extent of the contamination. Some of the techniques include soil excavation, soil washing, air stripping, pump and treat, and chemical oxidation. Depending on the level, contamination can be a deal killer. No one will want to purchase it, and no lenders will finance it because of its limited uses and expense of remediating the contamination. CERCLA Safe Harbor. Safe harbor rules stipulate the circumstances in which an individual or entity may be exempt from liability for the cleanup of a polluted site. Homeowners are generally exempt under the Act, under the following conditions. They were unaware of the presence of pollutants when purchasing the property. They are not classified as a responsible party. They cooperate with the EPA or other agency in the cleanup of the property. Safe harbor rules applying to commercial transactions are considerably more complicated. Real estate professionals should be well versed in the procedures for a purchaser to be granted safe harbor status in the purchase or lease of a property. Other issues with land development. Developers can run into several issues when dealing with raw land. Besides environmental concerns, developers may encounter archaeological sites or burial grounds, title issues, endangered species, and wetlands, to name a few. Each of these issues presents a stumbling block for the developer, who must halt plans for construction until the proper authorities can clear the issues. Archaeology. Landowners are not always aware of the historical significance of their land. Land in Texas, as well as other states, was often inhabited by different Native American groups who utilized the land for settlements, hunting, and burial of the dead. Artifacts such as pottery shards and arrowheads are often found on land across the state. Where there are significant findings of artifacts, there may also be bodies. The Texas Health and Safety Code, Title 13, Part 2, Chapter Section 22.1, states that a cemetery is a place that is used or intended to be used for interment, and includes a graveyard, burial park, mausoleum, or any other area containing one or more graves. The code places the onus upon the person who discovers a burial site to contact the county clerk of the county in which the burial site is located. A. A person who discovers an unknown or abandoned cemetery shall file notice of the cemetery with the county clerk of the county in which the cemetery is located, and concurrently mail notice to the landowner on record in the county appraisal district not later than the 10th day after the date of discovery. The notice must contain a legal description of the land on which the unknown or abandoned cemetery was found, and describe the approximate location of the cemetery and the evidence of the cemetery that was discovered. B. A county clerk may not charge a fee for filing notice under this section. C. The county clerk shall send a copy of the notice to the Texas Historical Commission and file the notice in the deed records of the county, with an index entry referencing the land on which the cemetery was discovered. Developers who unearth a grave must stop construction and report their findings. Ingress and egress must be provided so that family members, ancestors, or anyone interested in visiting the cemetery may do so during reasonable hours. The owner of the land may designate the routes for reasonable access. If the landowner does not comply with the law, the landowner will be interfering with ingress and egress, a Class C misdemeanor in Texas. Texas Health and Safety Code, Section 711.041 and Section 711.0521. Other groups also occupied land in the state. Plantations, working farms, old immigrant settlements, and even prison camps, especially during the Civil War, often left behind artifacts, structures, and graves. Landowners who uncover these artifacts should report their location to the county and the Texas Historical Commission for possible preservation, rehabilitation, restoration, or reconstruction. 5-minute case study. Construction of a new educational facility in Fort Bend ISD was halted after construction workers discovered human remains on the property. Further digging unearthed 95 graves on the site located in Sugarland, Texas. Experts identified the bodies, now known as the Sugarland 95, as those of African-American convicts forced into hard labor on local sugar plantations after slavery was outlawed. Before the state prison was built, a private prison and a plantation also stood on the site, which is located directly across the street from the old Imperial Farm Prison Cemetery. Construction began in 2017 on the land Fort Bend ISD purchased in 2011 for the site of a new career technology center. Before construction began, historians warned Fort Bend ISD of the possibility of finding human remains on the site. The school district initially pursued legal action against the historians fighting for the site's preservation. It is now working with the Texas Historical Commission to memorialize the history and lives of the people who were buried on the site. Endangered species. Buyers and investors interested in raw land should be aware of the varied species that may reside on their land. Several species of flora and fauna are classified as endangered in the state of Texas. For more information on endangered species in Texas, visit the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department online at www.tpwd.texas.gov. Wetlands. Texas is home to a diverse array of wetland birds and other waterfowl, such as ducks and geese. According to the Texas Parks and Wildlife, existing wetlands can be protected from land development through acquisition or a perpetual conservation easement 1. New wetlands can also be established on acreage set aside for habitat projects. Wetlands are defined as the transitional zones between uplands and deep water. These areas are dependent on the presence of water for the majority of the year, such as swamps, marshes, bogs, fens, lagoons, and quagmires, among others. The presence of wetlands is not always glaringly obvious to the uninitiated, as many wetlands can be dry for part of the year, only filling up during a heavy storm. However, these wetlands perform important functions for flora, fauna, and humans alike. The Clean Water Act names the United States Army Corps of Engineers, USACE, as responsible for the regulation of U.S. wetlands. Developers who are converting raw land for residential and commercial purposes should contact the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers if they are unsure whether or not wetlands exist on a property that is being developed. It may be necessary to obtain permits for the drainage and development of wetlands. Drainage is also an issue that developers have to take a hard look at today. In the last several years, Texas's Gulf Coast region has endured devastating floodwaters that have filled people's homes, ruined their vehicles, and swept away their personal belongings. Businesses, schools, and office buildings have been flooded, disrupting the economy of the region. The most recent example of catastrophic flooding occurred in Houston, Texas, in 2017, when Hurricane Harvey dumped some 9 trillion gallons of water across Greater Houston and Southeast Texas, more rain than was ever recorded in the U.S. Many people blame developers for rising waters in areas that have never taken on significant water in the past, faulting them for not incorporating proper drainage, detention and retention ponds, into new housing and commercial developments that, in many areas, seem to spring up almost overnight. If excess water does not drain and is left standing, it can become a breeding ground for mosquitoes that can carry disease, unpleasant odors emanating from stagnant water, and depressions in the ground that can take on water during future rain events. Flooding and drainage issues were so bad in Florida that the Florida Supreme Court recently ruled that developers can be held liable for faulty infrastructure, resulting in poor drainage that causes damage to surrounding structures.